Before I start a film, I make innumerable sketches, just the same way as I make sketches to any serious compositions, themes, ideas, for weeks. And actually, when I have 3, 4, sometimes even 6 pages written full of these short ideas, sometimes 2 bars, sometimes 8 bars, 10 bars, sometimes just a melodic line, sometimes harmonized, then I have my basic material. From then on, the work is much easier, because you don't fish for ideas when you have already a supply of it. And I am a great changer of themes. I think this is the only thing I have common with Beethoven, who went through agonies for days, months, sometimes years, and changed his themes around on interval, or bar line, a harmony, as we have seen from his sketchbooks, have been altered many, many, many times until he finally got what he wanted. I envy the composer or the writer or painter who just sits down and does it immediately and that's it. But there are the other kinds of artists who are fighting with the element. And I very well understand this fight because it's very necessary. Here is the list of the films which I prefer musically, but I give it to you rather chronologically than picking the best first. Thief of Baghdad, The Jungle Book, Spellbound, The Lost Weekend, The Red House, A Double Life, Madame Bovary, Quo Vadis, Julius Caesar, Young Bess, Vian, Lust for Life, Ben-Hur, King of Kings, and El Cid. I would like to go on living the same life I have lived up to now. I still would like to write a lot of music, as I do know that I still have a lot to say, and I have not said the last word yet.